In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Surely we have granted you, Al-Kawthar, countless blessings. Therefore offer salah to your Rabb and sacrifice. For indeed, your enemy is the one who will be cut off from the root.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Sadaqallahu al-azim. As a tasalli, encouragement, support for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his days of grief, at a time where he found no support from the people around him, where he found mockery, persecution, where he found his followers to be dragged on the sand, at that time where other people weren't able to come and give a helping hand, give words of encouragement and support, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala's words of Quran would be more than sufficient. It would be more than sufficient for that past, for the present, it would be for the future. It would be for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It would be for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It would be for every person who would find some calamity, some difficulty, some misfortune coming in his life or in the life of someone who is close to him. He feels sad. He thinks about the difficult days that he is going through. Then he reads this verse, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Indeed, we have given you more than enough. The most that a person in this world can offer support is words of encouragement. If someone loses his house, he would come forth and say, my friend, if you need some help, then don't feel shy to come and ask me. But the individual knows how much of help will he be able to render. How much of help will he be able to give? The most that he can do, perhaps he will say, may Allah give you something that is better. It might be words of encouragement. It might be dua. Never will the person say, don't worry, you have lost one house, I have already purchased for you another 10. You have lost one car, I have already purchased for you another 20. He can't give you any promises really for the future. He cannot speak at all of regarding the past. When Almighty Allah gives tasalli, Almighty Allah's unique tasalli, it is not a promise that goodness is going to come in the future, that is already there. It is not a promise that at the present time you are getting so much of goodness. Why are you worried about what you have lost? Inna a'tainaka. Rather, it speaks about the past. It speaks about the past to say, already, before the coming of this difficulty, already we have made sufficient provisions for you of al-khayrul kathir, more than enough of goodness. It has already been delivered. So to say, as though the man said, one house was going to burn down. Before the burning of this house, I have already purchased for you 10 houses. So that the difficulty does not remain a difficulty. If you have to see what is already stored for you, if you have to look towards that, you will understand what has been taken away is a mere fraction of what has already been given. Inna a'tainaka. Indeed, we have already given you al-khayr al-kathir, kawthar. Like the word nafalun nawfal. Nafal means extra. Nawfal means extra with emphasis. A lot of extra. Kathrat means a lot. Plenty. Al-kawthar means emphasis on the meaning of plenty. Al-khayrul kathir. An abundance of goodness has already been given. An abundance of goodness in the tafsir al-bahrul muhit. Over 26 different explanations have been given. That what is this abundance of goodness which was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and through his medium it is given to every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Examples of ilm, the knowledge that was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and through him the knowledge that this ummah enjoys, the awlad, the children, the grandchildren, the great grandchildren how pure, tayyib and tahir they were, they are, they will always be. How people will look upon someone who is known as a Sayyid, how he will be honored amongst the people. His purity, his piety, his ibadat has always been, will always be unique amongst the people. The ulama of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was a thing in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take great pride on the day of Qiyamah, where a Nabi will be found walking and behind him will be his followers, and it will bring happiness to the people who are looking. But then you will see an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an alim of this ummah, as he walks, and behind him will be so many followers, people who through his lectures, through his efforts, through his works, their lives changed. He pulled them out from the fire of Jahannam. He made them the beloved of Almighty Allah. As they are walking behind him, people will look and say, and which Nabi of which ummah is this? And when it will be said, no, rather this is a mere ummati from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The happiness that will be given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day, al khairul kathir. The futuhat, the victories, the conquests of the army of Islam throughout the eras, as it moved forth in the era of Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu an, as it moved forth after, as it broke barriers, as it removed and destroyed the enemies that fell upon. There were times when the shaitani world thought this is the end of Islam. It will never ever stand up from the stab that has been delivered. And then Islam, you would see it standing again, breaking through all barriers, removing all obstacles, destroying all enemies after 1400 years. How much of effort has been made to try to break the army of Almighty Allah? يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ. Their desire is to extinguish the light of Allah. Almighty Allah said, وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ. Almighty Allah has ensured that this light will continue burning. The futuhat, the conquest, honor for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honor for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-khayru al-kathir. Ulama have written that every goodness, whether it be dunyawi, whether it be ukhrawi, goodness regarding things of this world, goodness regarding the deen of a person, goodness regarding the akhirat of the person, every type of ease, whether it be hissi, whether it be ma'nawi, something that is physical, something that is abstract, every type of goodness comes in this word, al-kawthar. Almighty Allah says, just think about yourself and what is around you, and you will see al-khayrul kathir. Abundance of goodness has already been delivered to you. At the past it has been given, in the present it is being given, in the future where will we ever stop giving you? فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. When this is the case, and you are enjoying so much of the favors of Almighty Allah, then فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Instead of involving yourself in the grief of what you have lost at the moment, rather involve yourself in sacrificing for Almighty Allah. Sacrificing badani ibadat, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ. Let your salah be only for Allah. Let your body be only for Allah. وَانْحَرْ. Let your mali sacrifice. Let your wealth also be only for Almighty Allah. When you spend, spend for Allah. When you worship, worship for Allah. Whilst enjoying the favors of Almighty Allah, let your entire life, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Let your ibadat be for Allah. Let your sacrifice be for Allah. Let your living be for Allah. Let your dying be for Allah. Because indeed Allah has given Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has given the people of this ummah al-khayrul kathir, more than enough. With regards to this al-khayrul kathir, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion in Medina Munawwara, his eyes closed for a while, then he opens and then he smiles. Then he speaks about al-kawthar. One is al-khayrul kathir, an abundance of goodness that has already been given. And one is what is coming in the year after. From amongst that is Al-Kawthar, a river in Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this ayah has now been revealed. It had already been revealed in Makkah Mukarramah, but at that occasion, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again with the surah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam reads, "Inna a'atayna kal kawthar." He smiles. Then he asks Sahaba radiallahu anhum, "Do you know what is this al kawthar?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then explains, "It is a river in Jannah which Almighty Allah had promised him. And from that river Allah tabarak ta'ala will allow that onto the plains of Mahshar, where man will stand on the day where everyone's tongue will have Al-Atash, I am thirsty, I am thirsty. It will be hot, it will be scary. People will be running looking for support." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to his ummah, "Ana faratukum ala al-hawd," that I will be before you at the hawz already. I will be standing at the center. I will be waiting. Sometimes he'll say, "Wa inna maw'idakum hawdi," that my time, my promise to you, an appointment has already been made. You will meet me at my pond. When man will come to this pond, it is al-kawthar. It was honor for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But what made him smile? Was he ever happy with what Allah tabarak ta'ala had given him? What would make him smile was the honor that the ummah, that his ummah would be given on account of the gifts that were given to him. On that day of Qiyamah, where everyone will be running Al-Atash, Al-Atash, the honor, the greatness of this pond of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, huge it will be, that no matter how many will be running towards it, there will be sufficient water for everyone to drink. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam describing his hawd, just the pond itself, like an ocean it will be. Sometimes he would say, from Ayla, what is known today as Ilat, the northern tip of the Gulf of Aqaba, the Red Sea, the Gulf of Aqaba, the northern tip, known as Ilat today, Ayla. He says, till Sana'a, Yemen, which is about 1,800 kilometers in length. And then he would say, Wazawayahu Sawa, that if the length is 1,800 kilometers approximately, then the breadth will be similar. He would then say that so many cups will be given, so many goblets will be placed on the sides of this pond of mine. It will be ka'adadi nujum is-sama, like the number of stars in the sky, meaning no one will come to the pond and he will find there is no water, or he will find there is no cup, or he will find no place, more than enough space, more than enough cups, more than enough drinks. For which reason sometimes the poet would say, وَشَرَبَةً مِّنْ يَدَيْكَ لَسْتُ أَرُجُّ سِوَىٰ, that what I am asking for Allah is to be allowed to be drinking from the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The honor that that individual will be given. When describing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would speak about his pond with great happiness and honor. He would say, حَافَتَاهُ قِبَابُ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمُجَوَّفِ, that around it, like how around the lakes of today, you will have tents put up. He will say there will be tents of the pearls which are hollow. حَصَاهُ اللُّؤْلُؤُ تُرَابُهُ الْمِسْكُ, the pebbles as you will be walking towards this water, the pebbles itself will be of pearls, and the sand will be musk. There will be two gutters, one will be of gold, one will be of silver. Those gutters will be coming from the river of Hawd, which is in Jannah, and it will be bringing the waters down. As people will be drinking of this water, more and more water will come. مَاؤُهُ أَشَدُّ بَيَاضًا مِنَ اللَّبَنِ, its water will be more white than milk. It will be more sweeter than honey. أَحْلَى مِنَ الْعَسَلِ, the glasses will be of gold and silver. كَعَدَدِي نُجُومِ السَّمَاءِ, equal to the number of stars in the sky. And then the unique part of this water, which is الْخَيْرُ الْكَثِيرِ, indeed an abundance of goodness for the people of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. مَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ شَرْبَةً, whoever will drink one sip from it, لَمْ يَذْمَأْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا, after this he will never become thirsty. وَلَمْ يُسَوَّدْ وَجْهُهُ أَبَدًا, his face will never be darkened. طَرِدُهُ طَيْرٌ أَعْنَاقُهَا مِثْلُ أَعْنَاقِ الْجُزُرِ, birds will descend on this waters. It will be at the edges of this water. The neck of this bird itself will be the neck of camels, will be like the neck of camels. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, hearing this, says, Wallah, this will be innaha lana'ima. What a lovely bird that will be, whose neck itself will be so plump. What a lovely bird that will be. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, أَكَلَتُهَا أَنْعَمُ مِنْهَا. The bird will be so lovely and plump. What will be the condition of the one who will be eating of this bird? Indeed, he will be in a much better condition. And then he says, وَإِنِّي لَأَرْجُوا أَنْ تَكُونَ مِمَّا يَأْكُلُ مِنْهَا. Oh, Abu Bakr, I have great hope that indeed you will be from those people who will be eating from this bird. May Allah tabarak ta'ala in His kindness, He has promised the people of this ummah, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Indeed, we have given you more than enough. From that more than enough is this promise of al-hawdul kawthar, finding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at his pond. May Allah tabarak ta'ala allow us to do those actions which keep us till the ending as part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we can ever also take benefit, we can also take enjoyment, we can also take honor from the great khayr kathir that Allah tabarak ta'ala has given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and through the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Surely we have granted you, Al-Kawthar, countless blessings. Therefore offer salah to your Rabb and sacrifice. For indeed, your enemy is the one who will be cut off from the root.
صدق الله العظيم.